Shalom Australia and Moadim Lesimcha. Abd al-Hamid Abu Sroor, 19, from the Al-Aida refugee camp in the Bethlehem area, died of his wounds on Thursday after he exploded himself in a bus in Jerusalem on Monday, injuring 20 other people. Although initial reports suggested that the afternoon bus explosion in the Talpiot area may have been caused by a mechanical fault, in a matter of hours it was confirmed that this was a terror attack targeting civilian passengers. Hamas on Thursday confirmed that the bomber was one of their members. At least 7 of the passengers are still in hospital with serious injuries. France announced that it will host a meeting of ministers from 20 countries on May the 30th to try to relaunch the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault told the international press on Thursday that Israel and the Palestinian officials would not be invited to the meeting, which will take place in Paris. The Palestinian president and Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, traded barbs on Friday during a signing ceremony for the Paris Climate Accord. Abbas told the 193-nation assembly the Israeli occupation is destroying the climate in Palestine and the Israeli settlements are destroying the environment in Palestine. Please help us put an end to the occupation and to settlement. Danon responded, instead of spreading hatred here at the UN, President Abbas should stop Palestinian terror. This climate summit is supposed to be a demonstration of global unity for the sake of the future of our planet. Unfortunately, President Abbas chose to exploit this international stage to mislead the international community. The soldier who killed a Palestinian who had been disarmed in Hebron 2 weeks ago was allowed to go home for Seder. Earlier in the week, he was named as Alor Azaria. Azaria, who has been indicted for manslaughter, was released from Omni-based detention for 2 nights and must return today. The 19-year-old sergeant in the Kfir Infantry Brigade has also been charged with inappropriate military conduct. Some 2,000 people turned out to a rally in central Tel Aviv on Thursday. Sorry, I'll have to get the date right. I'll start that again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Some 2,000 people turned out to a rally in central Tel Aviv on Tuesday in support of the soldier calling for his release. The rally at Tel Aviv's Rabin Square to support him attracted many fewer than expected after major performers Eyal Golan and David Dor withdrew from the event when it became evident that rallying to support the soldier could be interpreted as critical of the army and its legal processes, as well as of the Defence Minister Yalon, who has taken much criticism from the right over the prosecution of the soldier. Although a few people came simply to show solidarity with the family, who say seeing their son prosecuted after what they believe was an innocent mistake, many of those who did attend carried banners aligning them to extreme right-wing organisations. Security officials have announced the arrest of an alleged Jewish extremist cell said to be operating in the West Bank, which had tried unsuccessfully on at least one occasion to burn a Palestinian house with a family inside. The 6-strong cell, according to the Shin Bet, included a 19-year-old IDF soldier as well as 2 teenagers. During interrogation, several members confessed that they had been inspired by the arson murders of 3 members of the Dawabche family, including an 18-month-old toddler, in the village of Duma in July 2015. According to a statement issued by the Shin Bet, the new group was active in the northern West Bank before and after the Duma murders and was behind a number of attacks, including an arson attack on an uninhabited Palestinian home. Israeli forces uncovered weapons workshops and an arms cache in Jerusalem and in the West Bank during raids overnight on Wednesday. Police found one workshop with machines to produce pipe bombs and other weaponry, and another in the Abu Dis neighborhood of East Jerusalem with more materials to produce explosives and ammunition for use by Palestinian militants against Israelis. All the machines were destroyed by the military. Former Labour leader MK Shirley Yakimovich harshly criticised her successor as party chairman on Thursday for his controversial statement earlier in the week that in order to shore up public support, the party must stop giving the impression that we are always Arab lovers. Yakimovich, who is still seen as Yitzhak Herzog's chief rival in the party, said that the chairman's choice of words was miserable and crossed a line. Akim Roberts sent a letter to Labour Party members saying, we will never satisfy the extreme right and we have no desire to satisfy it, and definitely not to prove to the right that we are not Arab lovers. We are lovers of mankind. We believe in equal rights regardless of religion, race or sex. In the third fatal bus accident in a month, a 17-year-old Haifa resident, later named as Or El Baz, lost her life on Friday. She was pronounced dead at the Carmel Medical Center in Haifa. The bus driver involved in Thursday's deadly crash was remanded into police custody after he was released from hospital on Friday. He initially claimed that the accident was caused by mechanical problems. At the European Championships in Kazan last week, Israeli judoka Ori Sasson won a silver medal in the over 100 kilogram category, and Timna Nelson-Levy won the bronze in the under 57 kilo category. Ronnie Schwartz was placed in seventh place in the under 52k category, and Yarden Gerby was placed fifth in the under 63k category. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit ruled on Thursday that the women of the wool cannot hold a priestly blessing prayer service today at the Kotel. He met with representatives from the Israel Police, Prime Minister's Office, Justice Ministry and Religious Affairs Ministry, as well as the Western Wall Rabbi before making his ruling. He said the group cannot hold their Birkat Kohanot prayer services in the women's section of the Western Wall since it contravenes the traditional customs, thus violating the rules of the Kotel. Women of the Wall say that they reluctantly accept the ruling. Former President Moshe Katsav left the Machiyahu prison in Ramlah on Friday morning for a three-day Pesach leave from his seven-year sentence. Police detained seven Jewish men suspected of planning to sacrifice goats in the old city of Jerusalem on Friday in honor of the Pesach holiday. Two of the young men were picked up on Friday morning on the way to carry out the sacrifice, but were stopped by police before they could do so. Upon their arrest, police spotted another goat that had been left unattended, which they later connected to a third suspect who was subsequently detained. Just a few hours later, officers picked up another four people, all minors, who had a third goat they intended to sacrifice. The charge against the seven suspects was disturbing the peace. About half of Gondar in Ethiopia's 6,000-strong Jewish community attended a huge seder on Friday night, which was led by Rabbi Menachem Waldman and a team from B'nai Akiva. At the start of the seder, Rabbi Waldman, a Haifa rabbi, who has acted as the rabbi of the Jewish community in Ethiopia for the past 35 years and now works for the Jewish Agency, mentions the names of MKs who visit or support the community, including Likud MKs David Amsalem and Avraham Medegwese, who refused to vote with the coalition for 2 months until the Knesset approved the plan to bring the remaining 9,000 Jews of Ethiopia to Israel. Some of the members of the community have been waiting for upwards of 25 years to move to Israel, stuck in limbo as they watch the political wrangling in Israel from afar. The Aliyah of the last 9,000 Jews is expected to begin in June and continue for approximately 5 years. So the Pesach Seder on Friday had a celebratory air because many of the community believe that maybe this time, finally, they will be celebrating future Pesach Seders in Israel. The Shana Haba'ah of Yerushalayim. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting from the holy city of Tiberias in the north of Israel for SBS Radio.